And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of December, 2012. It's the birthday of Patrick O'Brien, born Richard Patrick Russ in Buckinghamshire, England, 1914. Best known for his 20 novels, historical fiction set in the British Royal Navy, the early 19th century, starring the naval captain Jack Aubrey. The first book, Master and Commander, published in 1969. Patrick O'Brien, a private, methodical man living in a secluded French village, wrote 1,000 words a day and avoided personal interviews. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Language is like a cracked kettle on which we beat out tunes for bears to dance to, while all the time we long to move the stars to pity." Gustave Flaubert, born in Rouen, France, 1821, a perfectionist, he said, "I spent the morning putting in a comma and the afternoon removing it." His masterpiece, Madame Bovary, appeared first in serial form in magazines, the story of Emma Bovary, a doctor's wife, who longs to experience the passion and excitement she has only read about in novels. It's the birthday of the painter Edvard Munch, born in Luton, Norway, 1863. Lost both parents, two of his siblings, to tuberculosis. Another sister went mad. Munch said, "I inherited two of mankind's most frightful enemies, the heritage of consumption and insanity. Illness and madness and death were the black angels that stood at my cradle." And from that he gave us his famous painting, The Scream, in 1893. Had a nervous breakdown in 1908, ended up in a sanitarium, gave up drinking, managed to get some tranquility in the second half of his life. But, Munch said, "Without anxiety and illness, I am a ship without a rudder. My sufferings are part of myself and my art. They are indistinguishable from me, and eliminating them would destroy my art." And it's the anniversary of the opening of the world's first motel. It was called the Milestone Motel, later the Motel Inn. It was in San Luis Obispo, about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, a string of bungalows where you could park, created by a developer named Arthur Heinemann. Here's a poem for today by John Daniel, "After the Wedding," for Marilyn. After the white balloons were swept away on the wind that had swallowed most of our vows, after the embraces and tears, the flung rose petals, after new friends and old friends and aunts from all over, after you tossed the bouquet and the cries of the children raised coyote cries on the rim, after chicken grilled on juniper coals, cold beer from the cattle trough, and hours of hot dancing to Beatles and Stones, the last of us swaying arms on shoulders, singing ourselves hoarse. How good it is to find you now beyond all the loud joy, driving north in rain, and the lovely ease of our silence. After the Wedding, by John Daniel, from his collection Of Earth, published by Lost Horse Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering articles from international writers about finances to art, food, wine, and culture. You can celebrate the weekend at subscribe.wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, celebrating 100 years of discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.